有这个当时等了三年。
And if you don't find the fruit in there, chop it down.
如果三年之内你再不结果子的话，要砍掉这棵树。
Now what does the Lord say seems to be very mysterious.
好，这里就是说神好像这好像是很神秘的一件事情，那是讲的。
Go back to Mark chapter 11.
我们看看马可福音第十一章。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
Because Peter remembered and said to the Lord Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you have cursed has withered.
因为他是提到，就是说他发现这个，耶稣基督诅咒的这棵树竟然。
And Jesus was saying, have faith in God.
说耶稣说你应该对神有信念。
I tell you the truth.
我告诉你。
If there is anyone that says to this mountain,Throw yourself into the sea and does not doubt about it in the heart and believe what he says will happen, it will be done for him.
如果你如果有了芥菜籽那大点信心，你对这个山说你移开，丢在海里，这个山就会这么做。
Therefore, I tell you in prayer.
所以说，我对你说，当你祷告的时候
，Whatever you ask for in prayer,
是无论你
believe that what you have received and it will be given to you.
是你无论你是什么，只要你信是得着了，就必得着。
And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him.
如果你站着祷告的时候，你发现你得罪了谁
？So that your heavenly Father may forgive you your sins.
你必首先饶恕他，这样的话，你在天上的父也会饶恕你。
Well, what is that going to do with the fig tree?
这跟这个无花果树有啥关系呢
？The response seems to be out of context, right?
好像这之间没啥实在的关系。
Because Peter was saying, "Well, Lord, the tree that you curse is withered."
因为当时彼得问他说主啊，你这个当时诅咒的这棵树竟然枯干了。
And Jesus used that as an object lesson to teach the people how to pray.
但是为什么这个耶稣在这儿告诉他们怎么来祷告呢
？And it says that I tell you the truth.
说你，我告诉你。
If you have faith, these things will happen. Even the mountain can be thrown into the sea.
你要是有信心的话，你就像移山的那
一步。You may like to wonder, is Jesus answering the answering the question?
他们好像这是耶稣。
What is Jesus saying?
耶稣基督好像这是答而非问。
What's the main point of this?
这什么意思呢？什么
？Well, upon meditation, I know what the main point is.
我想了很长时间。
The main point is judgment is coming.
意思就是说，这个神最后的审判。
There are many times we would just wish that the Lord would punish the evildoers.
因为我们有的时候总是在期盼着。
And God always seems to be late in doing this.
期盼着就是神审判这些恶人，但是好像神好像没有马上做。
But Jesus was saying, if you believe sincerely that punishment and judgment would come, then it will.
耶稣在这提到，如果你真正的相信这最后的审判会到，审判自然会到。
My former pastor told me, like the pastor that passed away in 1980, he was the one that led me to Christ.
我这曾经。
He told me a story.
我的以前的一个牧者告诉我一件事情。
When he was a young pastor,
他说当我他是一个年轻的这个传道人的时候
，he was being persecuted.
他被人攻击。
By a very ungodly elder.
是被一个很不守神的一个领。
In Hong Kong, the elder actually runs a gambling casino.
这个当时这个教会的这个长老竟然有一个赌博场。
And then he's also the elder in the church.
他竟然在教会里面当了长老。
He confronted that elder.
后来他找到这个长老。
And the elder started persecuting him. He was a young pastor.
后来这个长老就逼迫他。
When he found out that elder was actually operating a gambling casino, he confronted him.
发现这个长老有一个赌场以后，他就去找这个长老。
So, when the elder persecuted him,
他这个长老逼迫他的时候。
The pastor used this to pray.
这个长老他用这个来祷告。
And he prayed that because he's got faith, God will do his punishment.
因为他有这个信心，神要做按照他信的承诺。
In a week, this man's wife died.
竟然在一个星期之内，这个长老的
from an accident.
他的老婆在一个车祸里头死掉。
And this man was also struck from a mysterious disease within a week.
在一周之内，这个人也是得了一种莫名其妙的得了一种病。
The Apostle Paul also says that when it comes to the church in Corinth.
在哥林多教会的时候，这个保罗也说到这个事情。
For people that are immoral.
就好像是这种不纯洁的人。
They were committing sexual sins.
他们这个犯了奸淫。
Paul was saying that why don't you just pray that God would judge these people?
这个当时保罗说，为什么你不祷告就让神来审判这些人呢？
That they would be delivered, their bodies would be delivered to Satan.
就是我们把他的这个肉体，给了这个撒旦。
And that the bodies will be corrupted, but yet the spirit can be saved.
他这个肉体会败坏，但是他的灵魂被拯救。
See, there is a situation that supports a believer praying for judgment.
这就是我们为什么我们作为这个神的门徒应该这么祷告。
In the book of Revelations.
好，在最后一本书
启示录。The saints that died within the seven-year tribulation also pray such a prayer.They say, Lord, when would you avenge our deaths?
当时也是，就是在七年大灾难的时候，也有这么人这么来祷告。
When would you avenge our blood?
就什么时候你才能出来拯救我们呢
？And the Lord says that yes, you see the judgment is not coming to the earth.
当时神说，这个我的最后的审判没有到，还没有到。
You know what's the biggest judgment a church would have? The biggest judgment, the worst judgment a church can ever have, is bad leaders.
这一个教一个教会里面，就是神的审判里面，就是最大的一件事情，就是有，就是哪个教会里面。
Many churches do not know that God is already punishing them. Many churches do not know.
这有很多。
They are under God's punishment now.
很多教会不知道，就是说神要审判他们，要惩罚他们。
Many people have prayed for these corrupt churches.
神，好多人为这些个败坏的教会来祷告。
Asking God to change.
让神来改变这些教会。
Well, the Lord changed them. The Lord told them to find another church.
这神实际上跟你说，你应该离开这些教会，去到别的教会里头去。
And this is the kind of judgment that's the most severe, is the judgment of bad leaders. God will give you bad leaders.
如果这个就是说，一个教会里面有不好的这个带领人，对吧？是最坏的一件事情。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 3.
我们看看以赛亚书第三章。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 8.
第三章第一到第七节。
Do not take good leaders for granted.
以赛亚书第三章第一到。
Good leaders are given by the Lord, but bad leaders are also given by God for punishment. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 3.
在这里讲的就是说，好的教会里面好的领导是神所赐予的。
Can you read Mandarin from verse 1 to verse 8?
以赛亚书三章。主万军之耶和华从耶路撒冷和犹大除掉众人所倚靠的所障碍的就是他所倚靠的粮所障碍的水除掉勇士和战士审判官和先知占卜的和长老武士夫长和尊贵人谋士和有巧艺的以及妙行法术的
Notice how systematically God would punishJerusalem.
看看这儿，就是说神在这里谈到怎么从系统上来，惩罚这个犹以。
First, the supply of food and water will be taken away.
是，就是说他们当时这个所依靠的粮食和水都会被神取掉。
And then the heroes and the warriors, the judges and the prophets, they are all gone. The godly people are all gone, systematically eliminated.
然后就是这些个守神的人，他们也会离开。
It will go from the biggest leader to even captains of 50 men.
就会从最开始最大的领导，一直到最后的这个武士部长。
Even good craftsmen.
因为就是说，有些好的这个巧艺的这些人也离开了。
See, God will systematically replace these people.
后来，神就是从系统这个角度来的，把这些人来替代。
Read verse 4.
Okay.
And 5.
主说：“我必使孩童做他们的首领，使婴孩辖管他们。百姓要彼此欺压，个人受邻舍的欺压。少年人必辱骂老年人，卑贱人必辱骂尊贵人。”
See what really happens when the godly people is taken away.
我们在这里看到，如果守神的人离开。
God would replace them with just boys.
神就会把一些这个小孩子放在这里。
There's a Western saying, that in churches there are many church boys. Church boys, okay?
我们在西
yes, God will give them church boys.
西方里有一句话就是说，神会给我们这个教会的孩子。
And now these church boys, even these church boys are having problems.
既然这些小孩子他们也有很多问题。
Because read verse 7.
第七节。 那时他必扬声说，我不做医治你们的人，因为我家中没有粮食，没有衣服，你们不可令我做百姓的官长。
Sorry, read also verse 6.
人在户家拉住弟兄说，你有衣服，可以做我们的官长，这败露的事就归在你手下。
Now, what really happens, even these church boys want to leave.
甚至这些就是说在教会里长大的孩子也想离开。
Because they know they're walking into a trap.
因为他知道他们好像有这有问题。
Now, supposing you're the one that's washing the floor in a ship.
如果你在船上，你再来这个扫这个船。
You're just cleaning the deck.
你在这个清洁这个船。
And suddenly the captain comes.
这个船长突然一下说。
He says, you are now the captain.
说你现在承担我们这个船长了。
Would you take it?
你愿意
？Would you take the position?
你愿意这么当这个船长吗
？You know why would a captain give a janitor his captaincy?
为什么这个船长会让出他这个职权
？Because the ship is sinking.
因为这个。
And the worst thing is that a captain will sink with the ship.
因为这个船是在下沉。
So the captain will give the janitor the place of his captaincy.
这是为什么？但是这个真正的船长是把这个船长这个职位让出来的。
See, even these church boys know that they are now walking into a trap.
因为甚至这些在教会长大的孩子们也知道这个教会现在有很多问题。
And so in verse 7, they also cry out like babies. They say, "I have no remedies. There's no food, nothing in my house. So don't make me the leader."
这些人他说，这些孩子他就知道说，我家里没有粮食，也没有衣服，所以说我不愿意做这个百姓的长官。
So verse 8 says that Jerusalem was staggered, Judah's falling.Their words and deeds against the Lord, defying His glorious presence.
在第八节讲的耶路撒冷的败落，犹大的倾倒，是因为他们的舌头和行为都与耶和华反对，惹了耶和华荣光的眼目。
Many churches are now under God's judgment.
现在很多很多的教会都面临着神的审判。
Because like the beautiful fig tree, with lots of leaves, they are now without fruit.
就像有些
they don't even know it.
就像有些无花果树长满了叶子，但是没有结果子。
Many people have prayed for these churches.
很多人在为这些教会来祷告。
And now the prayer has worked against them.
后来这些教这现在这些个祷告现在要起作用。
God says that now I answer your prayers.
神说我现在要回答回答应你。
I will start to remove the leadership.
答应你们的祈求，我要去掉这些。
They will either die or they will leave and form other churches.
说这些人就是说，或者是死掉，或者是离开这些教会。
And you are being withered from your roots.
因为他们从根上都。枯干了。
And I just pray that this would not happen to our church.
我向神祷告，但我们教会不要发生这些事。
Lastly, I'd like to give you the example of the church in Sardis.
我们看看教会的一个典型。
In the book of Revelation.
在
Book of Revelation, chapter
3. 第三章。
Yeah.
第三章。Yeah.
Chapter 3.
Yeah.
That is a church in Sardis.
第三章的。
Sardis.
撒迪教会第三章第一节。
Let's just read this together.
我们一起来念这个。
You can read in Mandarin.
Okay. 你要写信给撒迪教会的使者，那有神的七灵和七星说：“我知道你的行为，按名你是活的，其实是死了。你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为，在我神面前没有一样是完全的。所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见。”又要遵守，并且要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。然而在撒迪，你还有几名是未曾污染自己衣服的？你们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。凡得胜的，必这样穿白衣。我也必不从生命册上涂抹他们的名，岂要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。圣灵像众教会所说的，凡有耳的都应当听。
What's the problem with Sardis?
在这个撒迪教会出了什么问题呢
？As a city,
作为一个城市
，they were built on a cliff.
他们是在一个岩上建的一个城
市。They have a commanding position over the vast areas. That because they're built on a cliff, invaders cannot come very easily.
就是这个地方，因为就是说这些个当时这海盗很难。侵略这个地方，
But yet two times,
但是你有两次，竟然有两次有人来攻击这个城市。
You know how they came in?
他怎么来的呢
？They saw that the guards were asleep up on the cliff.
因为他发现当时这个守卫者在睡觉。
And one invader actually saw
有一个就是说来探子见
事件。A guy was so sleepy.
这个当时这个站岗的人非常非常困。
As he slumbered over.
他竟然掉的歪歪斜斜。
The soldier's hand fell over.
他的这个手都。
Fell over down the cliff.
手都已经在这个崖石上。
Then a soldier woke up.
后来这个。
His head suddenly lightened up.
后来这个守卫者看见了，醒过来了。
So the soldier climbed down the cliff.
这个他就下到这个岩石底下。
And to find, you know, find his helmet.
找他的这个武器。
So he can put it back.
就找他这个头盔，把它放下。
And then he climbed up again.
后来他又爬上去。
The invaders saw that.
他们这个看见了这件事情。
At first they thought that no one can climb the cliff.
因为他想着哈，不可能有人从这个。
And then they see that there's a secret way.That there's a path to go up the cliff after all.
他们想着可能没有办法上去。
And the waiter saw that.
后来他发现这个人能上去了，他就是他们就发现了。
The next day.
第二天。
The next night rather.
第二天晚上。
Sardis was completely overcome.
后来这个撒迪这个地方就被人占领。
The enemy came up from the secret route.
这个当时就从这个秘密通道里面占领了这个撒迪这个城市。
They took their entire city in the bondage.They burned the entire city.
他们这个撒迪这个地方全部被烧掉。
100 years later, the city was rebuilt.
后来100年之后，这个被重建。
And guess what? They never learned.
他们
find another way to come up to the city because they were asleep.
因为第二次又从别人又从那个秘密通道进来了。
Now, when Jesus was talking about the church in Sardis,
在这里，耶稣谈到这个撒迪教会。
For the third time, the city was rebuilt.
第三次，这个城市被重建。
It has become a big city.
因为它是一个被建成一个大的城市。
It has a big church.
有个大的教会。
But however, notice what the Lord was saying about that church.
你们看这个，虽然这个教会很大，看
你 have a reputation to be alive, but you were actually dead.
就是说，按名来说你是活着，但是其实你是死的。
Now, that is the biggest problem with the church.
这是对我们现在的教会来说也是个最大的问题。
It's got lots of money.
有的教会有很多的钱。有很大的权力。
It's got a lot of people attending.
有很多人来这个教会。
It's got many programs.
因为它有好多节目。
It's got many pastors.
有很多的这个传道人。
It's got good connections with other churches all around Sardis.
后来这也他们跟别的教会也有很好的关系。
And they hold many sermons, like you know, they deliver gorgeous sermons.
他们有很多的这个道也讲得很好。
They hold many revival meetings there.
因为他们也有很多在这里也开了很多的会。
They got good youth programs.
有好多这个年轻的这些节目。
They were doing so good that all other churches around that area think that the church was very alive.
在他们周围的这些教会认为这个教会很有生机。
And yet God says that church is dead.
但是神说这个教会死了。
Because it's dead from the roots.
因为它从根上就已经死了。
And Jesus saying, "Wake up!"
所以神说你要警醒。
Wake up means judgment is coming.
因为神的审判到了。
Notice what the church is going through.
看看这教会。
Jesus was saying that, strengthen what is remaining of you, which is about to die.
在这第二节，他讲到你要警醒，坚固那些剩下将要衰微的。
See, the church is so dead that even what you call the minimal people, the church is so dead that even there are some ministry that's got some life in it, it's now also dying.
这个教会里面，竟然死到这种地步，就是说剩下这些个。有这个余剩下这些，就是说守神的人也快被灭了。
Now, how does the church in Sardis started? It's actually started as a small church.
这个你看，一个教会总是从一个很小的地。
Later on, they become a very, very big church.
但是慢慢这个教会很大很大。
Because what the Bible is saying that your deeds, none of your deeds are complete in my sight.
这说的，他说。他在这里面就说，在我眼里的你的所有的行为，在
没有人家说。When they were a small church, their deeds were complete.
因为他们小的时候，就是这个他们的行为在神面前是完全的，曾经是完全的。
When they were a small church,
在他们很小的时候
，they received God's words.
因为他们听神的话
，they hear it,
他们听见
，they obey it,
他们又遵守
，and they have repentance.
而且他们要悔改。
They did lots of work that were complete when they were a small church.
在刚开始的时候，他们听神的话做了很多事。
But now as they get bigger,
现在他们越来越大。
As they got more money,
越来越有钱。
As they got more people,
越来越有人。
As they got a better reputation,
这好像他们名声越来越大。
They start to die.
但是他们开始死亡。
And Jesus saying that, you know what the problem is? Repentance. is the most important thing that's missing in your ministry.
因为在这个教会里面最重要的就是悔改这件事情，在这个教会里面不存在。
Wake up, or else I will come like a thief.
神警告他们说，你要警醒，要不然的话我会来到。
And you would not know what time I come.
当我来的时候，我来审判你的时候，你不知道我什么时候来。
See, a thief would not tell you when he would come.
一个小偷不会告诉你他什么时候进你们家偷东西。
But when he comes, he'll make sure he'll do a good job.
因为他来了以后，他会偷你们家很多东西。
I heard about a story in Vancouver.
我听的在。
Where I've told this to you. A recent immigrant from Hong Kong.
后来就是我在温哥华听见一个故事，就是从香港来了一个
rich man,
一个很富的人。
What happened is that he left home one night with his family.
他有一次离开他们家。
He forgot to turn on the security alarm.
他忘了来启动他的这个防盗门。
When he came back,
后来他回来的时候，
the burglars came in, and you know, they went to the master bedroom and they took everything, all the jewelry, all the money, they were gone.
这有人见他们这个卧室，把他们所有的这个有钱的这些金银财产都偷了。三个月之后，
he received an apology letter from the thieves.
后来他三个月之后。他竟然收到一件道歉信，从这个。
The thief wrote him a letter saying that, "Well, we are so sorry that we have disturbed your home a few months ago."
这个在这封信里面，这个强盗告诉他说，几个月之前。
We're giving you 5 free tickets for a concert.
他说：“对不起，我三个月之前偷了你的东西，现在我给你五张这个音乐会的票。”
So we took, it's the best seat in the concert.
这是在音乐会里面最好的这个座位。
So he called the police.
后来他就给报告了警察。
The police were saying, "Well, it's very simple. They're robbing you again."
当时的警察就是说，他们计划着重新再一次来到你们家来偷窃。
They rob you exactly the same time as you're attending the concert.
就是在你去听音乐会的时候，他就会偷你的再来一次偷你的。
So don't worry. Go to that concert.
就是说。说你去参加你这个音乐会。
We'll be hiding in there.
我们在这儿来隐藏起来。
We'll catch all of them.
后来就是我肯定会捉了他们。
So he came home.
后来他回到家里。
The church, he came home, and what really happened is that the house was burglarized once again.
后来他发现竟然他的家里面又被偷了一次。
He said, "Well, what's going on?"
怎么回事情呢？
I reported to the police.
说我这个报告了警察。
You know what? The police went to the wrong house.
后来竟然这些警察去到另外一个家里面，没到他们家来过。
They went to the house in the wrong, in the wrong place. Of course, the thieves never show up there.
对，他们去另外一个家里去埋伏去来了。
See, a thief would never tell you when he would be coming.
对，一个强盗从来不会告诉你他什么时候到你们家里来。
And what really happened is that Jesus was telling these people, "Please pray that judgment would come."
所以耶稣在那里在提醒我们，就是说你要好好祷告，因为这个神的审判会来。
And the problem with the people in the church in Sardis,
在这个撒迪这个教会，他们的问题在于
is that there are very few people that would get the reward.
在这个撒迪这么大的一个教会，只有很少的人能够得到奖赏。
Now, if you think your church is dying,
如果你认为你的教会在正在面向死亡，
you pray about it,
你要祷告。
The Lord convinces you that the church that you are attending is truly the church in Sardis.
这个神会告诉你说，这个教会，这个你这现在去的这教会，跟那个撒迪教会一样。
Yet you want to be loyal, you stay behind.
如果你愿意，你如果你
hoping it will change one day, you stay behind. You will not leave the church.You want well. If I stay behind, it may change.
如果你愿意跟这个教会一起死的话，你不会有任何的变化。
Will it change?
这个教会不会有什么改变。
No, it won't change.
这个教会不会有什么改变。
What about you, though?
你自己又怎么办呢？
What kind of reward would you have?
你最后你会得到什么奖赏呢？
The only reward these people would have is that the names would be written in a book of life.
就是说，你最后你一所得到的只是，就是说你在生命册上你会有你的名字。
Maybe dressed in white.
你们会穿上白衣。
And they will be acknowledged by the Father.
你在神，走在神面前，我也会认你的名。
But compare these people to the rewards of the church in Philadelphia.
你如果跟这个腓拉帖菲教会相比
，compare it. You find out that these people that stay behind in Sardis actually got nothing.
就是说，这个在跟撒迪教会一起灭亡的这些人，他好最后没有得到任何事情。
They just barely saved.
他们只是勉强得救。
The church in Philadelphia is a much smaller church.
腓拉帖菲教会是一个非常跟那个撒迪教会相比是个非常小的教会。
And God will give them. God promised them to be given a crown.
神既然给他们
Chapter 3, verse 11.
神既然给他们得胜的冠冕，说。第十一节
Hold on to what you have, the church in Philadelphia, and no one will take your crown away.
就有人不会从你身上夺取这个冠冕。
And I'll make him a pillar in my temple of God.
他要我要把你作为我们这个神殿里的巨石。
And they will be spared from the time of the tribulation.
当这个七年大灾难的时候，他会避免这个灾难。
You see, the people in the church of Sardis.
在这个撒迪教会这些人
the false Christians in the church in Sardis, they will go through the 7 years tribulation.
这些人会在七年大灾里面再次被受试炼。
But the church in Philadelphia will be raptured, will be taken into heaven.
但是这个腓拉帖菲这个教会会被神从地上提升。
Because the verse 10 it says that since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial.That's going to come on the whole world to test those who live on the earth.
因为腓拉帖菲教会他们遵守我忍耐的道，所以在普天下受试炼的时候呢，神会保守他们，保守他们免去
turn to verse 10,
免去这些试炼。
Yeah, turn to chapter 3, verse 10. Just go up one verse. Good, yes.
Yeah.
See, when the entire world is being tested.You will be exempted from it.
就在七年大灾难的时候，全世界都在经历这个灾难的时候，他们会免去这个灾难。
Which church you like to be?
什么样的
？If you stay in Sardis,
哪个教会你愿意选？你现在愿意选择哪个教会呢
？In a church that's dying or that will be dead.
如果你选择撒迪教会
，The best you get is your name in the book of life.
你最后得的。自己做你得的最好的结果，只是你的名被记录在生命册上。
You have a crown.
但是你要是如果去腓拉帖菲教会的话，你会有这个冠冕。
Judgment is for sure.
最后的审判是肯定会有的。
We need to believe what Jesus was saying to his church is correct.
我们知道神这个耶稣对我们这个教会他们的预言是对的。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
Okay, 我们来祷告。神，那我们感谢你在地上给我们教会，这教会是你的身体，掌纹在教会里面每一个兄弟姐妹都是你身体的一部分，所以我们要连于我们燃首耶稣基督，我们一起兄弟姐妹在一起相互建立，相互彼此相爱，彼此洗脚，以至于我们沉潜，我们渗透。主，我们感谢你，主，让我们教会里面有你的话语，是吧？因为你的仆人尼牧师和你的传道人三门弟兄，他们忠心的来传讲你的话语，让我们的教会的每一个兄弟姐妹都能建立在你的圣言的基础之上。让我们感谢你赐给我们这么好的传道人和你的话语。让我们为天底下所有的教会来祷告。让我们知道终有一天你的审判会来到。让我们每一个人在你审判之前，让我们来悔改归正，以至于我们不仅仅我们得到永生，我们也得到从你而来的荣耀和冠冕。让我们感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。